Good morning, the exotic vet. This is Emily.
Good day, Emily. I had a green tree python prolapse last night.
Yeah.
We took it up to a vet, up Sasha's vet. She's put like mannitol or something on there. It's retracted back in and she's doing quite all right now, but I just want to bring her in for just a check-up, just to make sure that she's okay.
Yeah, not a problem at all. I've only got 4 o'clock this afternoon or... yeah, 4 o'clock this afternoon or I could possibly squeeze in at 1:20.
1:20 would be better.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Just we're trying to fit in work. I got work in, and then my partner's got like a doctor's appointment at 4:30, but she should be able to do the 1:21.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Otherwise, like I do have tomorrow, depending on how she's going.
Yeah, she's all right, but I'd rather sooner than later.
Yep. Absolutely.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. No, we don't like to delay those sorts of things, so that's not a problem at all. Have we seen you before?
4 our other snakes you have.
Okie dokie. I'll just bring up your file.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. What was your surname?
Plunkett. Plunkett. Could also be under my partner's name as well. I can't remember.
Yeah, no, not under that one.
No, Apps. Leanne Apps. APPS.
Yep. Okie dokie. And what is this snake's name?
We haven't even come up with one yet. We've only had it for 2 weeks.
Okie dokie. And green tree python, you said?
Yep.
Yep. Alrighty.
We don't really know much about her at all.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, they didn't have any information to...
Is she a rehoming or...?
No, so what it originally was they were selling them as a breeding pet. I think you might have dealt with these snakes before. They're from Des and Tony.
Oh, yeah.
From
Tony's Pet World or...
Pet Shop, yeah. Ningi. Yeah. So we purchased them off them as a breeding pair, but the male prolapsed before the purchase went through, so... We ended up purchasing the female, and now 2 weeks later, she's prolapsed. So it's making me think they didn't have her in the correct setup. And I've got her in a vivarium at the moment, so full bio-vivarium. It's got everything, like plants and everything, like safe for green tree pythons. I've got the shade dweller. I've got like the LED strip to grow the plants. It's safe for the green tree python as well, you know. So I've got the humidity running perfect and... the heat really good, and then all of a sudden this happens, so it's making me think that they didn't have it in the correct setup to start with.
Yeah.
If they're both prolapsed in that time frame, it's just,
It just depends on what's caused the prolapse in the first place, like sometimes, depending on where they've gotten the snakes from initially as well.
Yeah.
Could have just been bred incorrectly or something like that, so...
Okay.
Can I put you on hold for just 2 seconds?
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire...
Hey, thanks so much for holding. Are you able to come in at 10 past 12 instead? Just because it's a bit early, it'll give the vet a bit more time. I just don't want to rush that, this sort of thing.
Yeah,
because we've seen it before and everything too.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, hang on, I'll just ask. Can you do 10 past 12? Can you, I'm on the phone to the vet. Can you take it out at 10 past 12? Yeah, at 10 past 12. Yep, okay, yep, that's fine.
Awesome. All right, no worries at all. Well, we'll see you then.
Yep, no worries. Thanks, bye.
That's okay, bye.